The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you. Welcome to our second hour of the Power Hour. It's the Pow Hour. I got to love that. Dr. Edward Group III is with us. And, of course, if you're watching us on Rumble and Brighty on following this broadcast, you get to see this handsome guy online, you know, sitting here with me in my ugly mug. So, anyway, you know, just a couple of guys having a conversation. But this is really serious stuff. See, Dr. Group founded the Global Healing Center in 1998, and he currently is the CEO and at the forefront of the research and development team that would be R&D for those of you in the lab business. Dr. Group assumes a hands-on approach to producing new and advanced degenerative disease products and information. We're happy to have him and his products at the Power Mall and on the Power Hour. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
It's always good to talk to you, sir. It's doing great.
It is. It's awesome to see you. And I'm excited about the show today and helping people. That's what it's all about.
It is. And we appreciate the fact that you decided to join us on video, too, so people can see you. And see, the thing is, clean environment, positive thinking. And, of course, you have an ex-military, so thanks for your service. We always have to thank you for your service. You were in the Army in 85, completed basic infantry at Fort Benning, and, of course, served at Fort Carson and various other places, Korea. Pretty cool. And you do Taekwondo?
Yeah, I do. Well, yeah, I learned that. I was in a special Taekwondo class, which was really hardcore when I was in Korea. So it was like 3 hours or more of training every single day of the week. So it was interesting, learned a lot about the culture over there. And I was over there for the 88 Olympics, actually. We were on a task force that was assigned to the right at the border of North Korea. We were at Camp Greaves, actually. If anyone's been to Korea, they know that that's across Freedom Bridge. It's like right on the DMZ, the demilitarized zone. Yep. So it was very interesting over there. Didn't actually get in any firefights, but we were there to protect South Korea because they were banned from the Olympics that year in 1988. So,
wow. Well said. I mean, you've got a your Army career, two achievement medals, a good conduct medal, overseas ribbon, of course, for doing all that. And like I said, you've been there, done that, and now you're here doing this, and it's all good. And of course, Global Healing Center products are at the Power Mall, and if you're not buying them, you should be. They're all part of health. We're going to be talking about that today and what each one of these products that we carry with Global Healing does. It's most important. And this is not an infomercial. Dr. Group does not take the time to come on here and just sit here and have tit-for-tat conversation with me. We're talking about stuff that actually is, given what's going on right now, and I guess I should ask you, Dr. Group, are you surprised one bit that the Federal Dumbass Association, I'm talking about the Food and Drug Administration, they are now starting to, because of Dick Durbin, and who's the guy running for governor in Indiana? Yeah, him. He's now a congressman in Indiana, Republican congressman. They are launching a measure to basically have the FDA start looking into what's in everybody's supplement ingredients and start harassing them. But what's your take on all of this? More control?
Just more control. We're going through some times right now, which I think are positive times, regardless of all this stuff that's going on, because I feel like we need to go through this to wake people up. I mean, you're seeing more and more people wake up every single day. Whether you like some people or don't like some people, the head of the snake, we basically are in a situation where, obviously, your listeners know this, but we've been under this control agenda 2030, this population, this transhumanism agenda. And, you know, they're going to do everything they can to try to restrict us from the things that are going to help us and keep us healthy and prevent these situations from happening. And I've always said, you know, the big agriculture, big oil and gas, big pharma, big banking, and big media. I mean, basically, those are the things that need to start falling down for us to create change. And, you know, look at big media and what's happening right now. Whether you like Elon Musk or not, it's creating an environment that is waking people up and, you know, these Twitter files and all this stuff that's coming out. The same stuff that we've been talking about, Dave, for 25 years, for the first time is actually starting to come out on a what I would consider a pretty major platform, a pretty major social media platform. You know, I'm looking forward to the days where we start seeing this come out on CNN and some of these other mainstream medias, or even better, for them to go bankrupt and just disappear. And then the alternative media, which is the real media, the people that are out there speaking the truth like us, actually become the new form of media in the next, like, however long that takes. I mean, it's a dream, but I mean, you know, you can either stay negative or you can stay positive. I choose to live in a world of hope, in a world of happiness, in a world of, you know, as much joy as I can. And I hope that the latter comes true and that we're going through this great awakening process. And it's like the 100th monkey phenomenon. We might get to critical mass and then all of a sudden everybody starts finding out the truth. Or who knows? We have, you know, the military take over, shut down all the media, and for 72 hours all they do is start playing, you know, the truth of what has been out there for people to wake up. Some people will never wake up, obviously, but the people that do will transition in consciousness, and ultimately what I believe we're all here for is to become enlightened beings. I mean, and the reason I say that become enlightened beings is because if you look at everything the cabal has done to us or is trying to do to us, it's to take away our spiritual connection, control our health, control our mind, through this new technology of synthetic parasites and the activation of these synthetic parasites through the electromagnetic frequencies and the 5G and the 6G and all this other stuff that's happening to us right now. So ultimately, I like to try to just keep and live my life and keep a positive, even though I'm constantly in this all day long, every single day. Sometimes it does affect me, actually, and I have to back away and I just go into meditation and just remember that, you know, our job is to come up with solutions to save humanity. That's kind of my philosophy. It's like that's if you look at a lot of the other doctors out there, I'm not as famous or out there as much as a lot of them because I work a lot behind the scenes. A lot of the other doctors and scientists I work with behind the scenes, and then they come out publicly with the information. But I like to have the mindset always of, okay, what is the solution to that? What is the solution to that? Our research team is always working on what's the solution to this? What's the solution to that? What, you know, how can people incorporate these solutions into their life to protect them so they can thrive in the future and not be in a state of fear and anxiety and loss of hope and depression and all these other things, which I'm a big believer that a lot of this, you know, mental illness stuff that you've been hearing about for quite some time, all of that is just completely caused by the individuals through frequencies and through altering the gut microbiome and creating toxicity within the body.
So now you've done research on HARP?
Yes, I've done research on HARP, the geoengineering projects. I mean, the thing is, all of it kind of combines into one system. It's like the spoke and hub model, right? And like, so you have the hub in the middle of the tire, which is the people or the world, and then you have all of these things that they're filling in around the outside, like fluoride in the water and chemicals in the water and geoengineering projects and ruining the soil. Basically, there's multiple different ways to poison humanity and poison the earth in itself. I mean, we're kind of all connected together. So if the earth suffers, we suffer. If we suffer, the earth suffers. And so with the introduction and the approval of all of these chemicals and these toxins and all of this stuff that has been put upon us here, you know, the bulk of my research has been identifying the root cause of disease and providing people the solutions to eradicate whatever symptoms or diseases that they might be suffering from. But yes, I've studied HARP, and you have to. I mean, you have to study all these things to understand and come up with protocols or solutions to these types of attacks, let's call them, that are being put upon us right now. And they're ramping up and we're ramping up at the same time.
Well, see, the EMF has always been a major concern, especially people living in houses that, you know, the wiring is messed up or it's not all the same cycles running through. You know, we've had Dave Stetzer from Stetzer Electric on here talking about how to go through and treat your house. And they have a device that you can actually plug into each outlet to make sure that the frequencies are all staying above 50 cycles. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's an interesting situation. And we got so many people because of the way that our system is set up, you know, with power lines all over the place, these high transmission lines, that's not a good thing living under that. But the thing is that, you know, a lot of the stuff that you've been focusing on, like the heavy metal and chemical cleanse that we offer here on the Power Mall, that's based on what kind of symptomatic research? Well, I mean, you obviously, in order to create it, you had to identify that there was a situation out there. What's causing that?
What's causing that is just the straight up accumulation of chemicals and heavy metals, and not only just heavy metals. We call it a heavy metal, but I mean all different types of metals. And it's getting, we're seeing it in lab tests and just within different types of processed foods and within the tap water and drinks and who knows what else. I mean, there's not a lot of doctors and a lot of people out there that are testing to see how many metals and what types of metals and chemicals are in everything from supplements to food to beverages to even in the air that you breathe. So, and what's being injected into you especially. So our system kind of revolves around four different types of cleansing the body, because we know that all conditions, all disease, all symptoms, whether you have migraines, whether you have arthritis, whether you have, it doesn't matter. It's all an accumulation of toxins from your external environment and your internal environment. See, the medical profession wants you to believe that disease is this big fearful thing, or these symptoms that you might get, to you immediately go into this state of fear and rely on your doctor and all this. But actually, it's a very simple procedure. Like, all disease is caused by a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. What is a toxic external environment? Okay, well, look at where you sleep. Look at your kitchen. Are you using toxic cookware? Are you using aluminum foil? Are you using a microwave? Do you have mold in your house? Do you have a memory foam mattress? Are you sleeping with your computer in your bedstream? Is your room in your bedroom? Is your room next to a smart meter on the outside of your house? Are you using air fresheners in your house? I mean, anything in your external, most of the stuff actually in people's external environment is chemical based and toxic. And that's why we have the chemical and heavy metal cleanse. But it's also, the external environment contains emotional triggers as well, which can be, what are you watching on TV? What are you looking at on social media? Who are you hanging out with? You know, do you have toxic friends? Do you have toxic coworkers? Do you have toxic family members, significant other? You know, all those things have to be looked at when you look at the external environment. So, look, disease and symptoms is a very easy evaluation on the root cause of all health situations. It is all toxicity. It's all toxic external environment, toxic internal environment. So when we do the chemical and heavy metal cleanse, that's one of the big components, because it's cleaning and healing the gut, cleaning and healing the liver, cleaning all the parasites out of the body, and cleaning all the chemicals and heavy metals out of the body. The true definition of a doctor is a teacher. So it's, my philosophy has always been, let's teach people how to heal themselves. Instead of coming to us and them saying, heal me, I want to teach them why they have the conditions, what to identify in their external environment, how to clean their internal environment, how to reactivate their body's own self-healing mechanism so they can eventually be their own doctor. And so that's kind of my approach. The approach that I take is, everybody has the ability, the most powerful healing mechanism inside their body. The thing is, it's just being suppressed by all of these chemicals and by all these, you know, messages and frequencies and all this junk that they're exposed to or that they're putting inside their system every single day.
Right. Well, and see, the thing is, you spoke about toxic family members. I mean, only in the holidays, you know, that one thing is, let's see, how many people can I not invite over for holiday turkey dinner? Because I'm going to get upset over. I had to run with that. Victor in New York, you're on the phone with Dr. Edward Group. Go ahead. Doctor, yeah, we have a bad connection. I think Victor, you need to call back in because you're sounding like warning, young Will Robinson. You know, only worse. So call back in, would you? We appreciate that. We do value your call, but I don't know what it is about the connections these days, man. This is the phone lines. Maybe they're screwing with us. Who knows? Anyway, the other thing that we were pushing heavy, we're looking at this situation with people needing to take zinc and vitamin D3, difference between the two. I want to focus on the zinc aspect here. How much zinc really should we be taking?
If you have a few minutes, let me give people a good background onto why I think that people should be taking zinc and vitamin D right now more than ever. And it's because of what's currently happening in society and around the world. And it's a lot of it has to do with this creation of the plandemics and the shedding that's happening and the nanotechnology that's being I don't have proof of this, but I do believe that it's being put in the water systems. I do believe that it's put, these are my own, just from talking to doctors and from looking at individuals that did or did not receive the bioweapon. I believe that, you know, the shots is one thing, but I also think that you can read the patents actually on quantum dust technology, quantum dot technology, nanobot technology, and the vectors that they use to spread this. And they're even trying to put it in the food supply and have plants put it in the soil and have the plants take it up and then you eat the plants. So I don't think that there's going to be any way to avoid these things in the future. So my team has been working extremely hard on addressing the five components. And this is the first time actually on your show that I'm talking about this publicly.
So we got an exclusive here. Good.
You definitely have an exclusive because this is an ever-growing and changing world that we're in. And, you know, as you know, with the doctors like Sherry Tenpenny and Judy Mikovits and Dr. Brian Artis and Mike Adams and all these doctors that we're working with and communicating with on a regular basis, we're continually finding out stuff, especially with Karen Kingston's Substack research. I mean, we're finding stuff out as we dig through these patents that is just mind-blowing. So what my research team has been doing is looking at how to neutralize these things. And without someone having to consume 50 or 60 different types of supplements every single day, right? So and I'll get to the vitamin D and zinc, but in a second. But what you're hearing out there, and what people are hearing out there throughout most of the alternative doctor suggestion portals, is that how do we stop the spike protein? How do we reduce the spike protein? And that's where you're hearing the pine needle tea and the quercetin and the vitamin D and the zinc and the iodine and I recommend all these. I'm not saying not to do any of this stuff because we know more and more, you know, ivermectin, for example. I mean, and hydroxychloroquine and there's many other things that, you know, black seed oil. And I mean, the list goes on and on. N-acetylcysteine, glutathione. I mean, I could probably pull up 500 things right now that doctors have been recommending that will reduce spike protein or stop the spike protein. But that's not, in my mind, the real issue here. The real issue is, I always ask why. Like, why and what is causing more of these spike proteins to be produced inside the body? And so the five areas that our research team has been looking at number one is the DNA, because the glyco delivery system of the mRNA and how it has to be put into the hydrogel technology and the spike, they're really like glycospike proteins, but I'm calling them more like synthetic parasites. Let's just, so there's so many of these little things. It's like the overreaching term that I'm coming up with is synthetic parasites, because that's ultimately what it is, right? Like the definition of a parasite is anything that causes harm to the host mechanism. And that could be a virus, a bacteria, a worm, a mycoplasm, a whatever. It doesn't matter. And even like what Royal Raymond Rice said, there's worlds and worlds and worlds of parasites that he couldn't even identify at 100,000x when he was looking at his live microscope. So up until about a year ago or 2 years ago, when all this pandemic stuff happened, we had identified, you know, biological parasites, things that cause us harm, fungus, candida, yeast, mold. I mean, there's a million of them out there. Now we're coming into a whole nother era of transhumanism where not only do we have biological or God-made created parasites, you know, just, you know, normal earthbound parasites, but now we have what I'm calling synthetic parasites. And I'm not the only one calling them synthetic parasites. There's other doctors out there calling them synthetic parasites, but these are man-made parasites, basically. So regardless of what they are, whether they're glycospike protein nanobots, whether it's quantum dust, whether it's whatever, it doesn't really matter. It does matter, but in the grand scheme of thing, because it matters on how you attack them, but in the grand scheme of thing, let's just say that we're being attacked with synthetic parasites. Well, what's happening is these are creating permanent, through the mRNA technology, it is creating permanent changes. Well, I don't want to say permanent. It's creating changes to the DNA, all right? So the question that nobody is asking out there really is, okay, we're focusing on the stuff out here about the spike proteins, but that, you know, you're still going to need to take that because you're not addressing the root cause of why you continually produce spike proteins. Yep, if you want to stop there, we'll come on the other side and we'll get a little bit
deeper. Are going to do that. And Victor, I appreciate it. If you want to call back in, that's fine. He did call back. I'm sorry, we're going to the break right now. After the break, if you want to call back in and ask the question, or you can stay on the phone either way. We appreciate your calls, by the way, and this is your big opportunity now. You want to ask questions. These are things I've been wanting to know, and you're getting a firsthand look at this with Dr. Edward Group. We will be back after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
It begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spy, Miracle 2 soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
And we are back at 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, December 13, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And we, of course, are joined again by Dr. Edward Group III, because that means that there were one and two before him. But anyway, he is with the Global Healing Products and the Global Healing Center. And this, of course, we're pretty much, I guess you're one of the largest alternative natural organizations out there on the internet that's really doing the research and helping to support health and people's understanding of it, how to maintain it. So this is a good thing.
Well, we try to be. I mean, I don't know about the biggest, but definitely we try to be the highest quality, and we try to provide people with the highest vibration, energetic-based supplements, because ultimately we are energetic beings, right? I mean, we're nothing more than energy and vibration. So that's really what our mission is to – we're privately owned. We're not owned by Big Pharma like most companies are. We're not NSF certified like most other manufacturing facilities are. Because we do not radiate, we do not, poison all of our materials, and we try to get the highest quality materials available, as if you were to go pick them fresh in the wild and make your own herbal supplement. So that's kind of what our philosophy is, and we are here for the customers. We're here for the people. We don't have other, you know, agendas in mind for anything. It helps fund our research. It helps come up with other different types of modalities and ways that we can give back and teach people how to heal themselves.
I'm going to talk a little bit more about synthetic parasites, but Victor has been holding from New York. Victor, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
You are on, sir.
Can you hear me?
You kind of muffled. You still have that that robot, young Will Robinson robot going on from Lost in Space. Your cell phone sounds an awful lot like the robot.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I can. Thank you for that. Go ahead. What's your question?
All right. I'm going to keep this short and sweet because we have a bad connection. Are you, any of you familiar with the Dead Sea Scrolls?
I'm familiar with them, yes.
You know the book of the war between the sons of light versus the sons of darkness?
In principle, yes.
All right. Well, in principle, what y'all are doing is very good, because without the exposing of things, we're just continuing the same patterns of destruction that are just going to continue going on. I don't care what party, what affiliation. It's all the same, but you guys are doing a good job.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you, Victor. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Dr. Edward Group. What's your question?
A question is, Saturday, I get up, have breakfast by 9 o'clock. Felt great. By 9 o'clock, I can't keep my eyes open. I started throwing up at noon, and I threw up for 10 hours. And only thing I did was I went to a funeral the day before and breakfast. And I'm curious, is that how your body would eject a spike protein that you might have been infected with?
Not that I'm aware of. How about you, Dr. Group? Could have been something he ate at the event?
It sounds more like the symptoms of food poisoning to me, but I wouldn't put it past it these days. Who knows? I've heard practically everything from people going to, especially what happened this summer when a lot of people traveled, and so many people that went to Europe for some reason came back and they had all kinds of weird symptoms. And so, yeah, another thing you have to remember with all this shedding and all this stuff that's going on is we already have massive amounts of parasites and all kinds of stuff inside of our bodies. So everybody's different, like depending on where, what they're exposed to every single day. And then, you know, when you introduce different types of organisms, those organisms can mix with other organisms. And so it's, and that's why it's really difficult to be able to pin down some of these things. It's like putting mercury and aluminum in the body at the same time. You know, the mercury will react violently when it hits aluminum. So no one really knows what happens when you have like 100,000 different chemicals and toxins that are circulating around in your body, and 100,000 or 50,000 different parasites that are circulating around in your body. But I would say most likely, yeah, you got some sort of food poisoning.
Great.
All right. So, yeah, but you have detoxidine, right? That work for that?
Yeah. So what I would do for that would be iodine for sure, which is the detoxidine, the nascent iodine. I'd probably take like two dropperfuls a couple times a day. Oregano oil is going to work fairly decently for that. You're going to have, you can do some, if you have any MMS or chlorine dioxide solution, that's another thing that that works really good for food poisoning. And it's good probiotic, too. If you have a good probiotic, you can take that, as well as zinc. We talked a little bit about zinc, but zinc is also working really good, not only for some of the smaller parasites, but also it seems to be working for these synthetic parasites. And we can talk more about that. Too, but just if your body is purging something, it needs to purge it. So just allow it to purge.
So there you have it. Well, we appreciate your call, Tim. Thanks so much. Here's the thing. My wife and I were having this conversation, Dr. Group, about people who, I want to travel. All right, you want to travel? Well, guess what? When you travel, and this is something, we went to Ireland in 2019. The Guinness was just phenomenal. I mean, it is like nothing they serve here in the United States. It is so fresh. You could sit there and drink it for hours. And that's why I know that why the pubs are so big over there and why they come here. But the bigger problem is when you go over to any foreign country, you're exposed to their environment, whether you're prepared for it or not, whether your system is ready for it or not. And so when you brought up the idea of all these spike proteins in foreign entities and shedding, see, this is something that people are like, oh, that can't happen. That can't. See, the thing is that we've heard about shedding for a number of months, in fact, tens of months, ever since this nonsense started about, well, if somebody's already got the jab and they're emitting this stuff or shedding these spike proteins and you happen to be close enough to pick them up because we know that they're airborne. We know they are. They lied to us about that. So if we pick them up, if we're already taking ivermectin as a preventative, we should be able to repel that, shouldn't we?
Well, we don't know what's really happening, you know, when, for example, there was a lot of people, lots of people that traveled to Europe this past summer. And you know, to the point where we were getting so many calls, we would ask them, were you in Europe this summer? And a lot of them were like, yes, exactly. In Europe, you know, traveling around, you're on trains, you're on walking down really, really busy streets. And we feel that, you know, a lot of people that got the shot over in Europe. And so, you know, these organisms or these proteins, these spike proteins, maybe they're mixing in with many other things at the same time. So it was almost like you're walking down a crowded street and you could be exposed to like, you know, if you're exposed to 20,000 people, you could be exposed to 20,000 different types of or variations of spike proteins. I mean, we don't know that for sure, but it seemed like pretty much everybody that went to Europe ended up getting extremely ill whenever they came back to the States. So that's exactly it. You're exposing yourself to a new environment. And anytime you expose yourself to a new environment, you need to adapt to that environment. But that goes back to what we were talking about before the break, is that when most of the practitioners out there, or most of the scientists out there, have been addressing this spike protein, our research team has found five areas that need to be addressed, not just one. And the most concerning is the DNA. And so number one is DNA repair. Like how do we stop the DNA from spitting out spike proteins? Okay, like that's, instead of like figuring out how we slow down the spike proteins or stop, how do we repair the DNA from the original damage? So you don't have to, let's say, take all these supplements forever and you know, for the rest of your life trying to, you know, slow down and stop these spike proteins. And by the way, so now we know that these nanotechnologies or these spike proteins are self-replicating. So aside from the fact of the DNA, the spike proteins themselves can self-assemble and self-replicate with different types of frequencies. So here are the five things that we identified. Number one, we need to figure out a way to repair the DNA. Okay, that's the hardest thing. Number two, we need to figure out a way to deactivate these quantum nanobots, this quantum dot technology, or these synthetic parasites. Okay, that's number two. Number three is the spike protein replication, which I think we pretty much all know what we can take for that. But that's like way down on the list. Number four is being able to neutralize the poisons that are being released by some of these spike proteins. If you've seen Dr. Brian Artis's work, I've confirmed that with practitioners that are using biofeedback machines around the United States. What's coming up on the biofeedback machines is snake venom, wood ant venom, spider venom, like these weird fish that live in deep areas of the ocean venom. So, you know, there is definitely something to be said about these organisms, whether it's the nanobots or the spike proteins or whatever they are, producing, basically you're poisoning yourself. It's literally producing venom within your body. Okay, so that's number four. And then number five is, so if we know that these this nanotechnology and these synthetic parasites are being controlled or activated by electromagnetic frequencies and 5G, and actually now we know that different wavelengths of light can also activate them, how do we absorb or alter or prevent that inside the body, for example, to where they cannot use those, or it gets absorbed, the frequencies get absorbed inside the body? So we found solutions for all five of those already, and this is, you know, what's being revealed for the first time on your show right now.
And everybody wants to know exactly what that is, because they don't want this stuff. I mean, first off, you identified, Dr. Group, you identified this as a bioweapon. Most of the people, and in our last segment, in the last half hour, you mentioned the term. We have been saying this forever and a day. We have been, we had people on yesterday. As a matter of fact, had a guest on, Dr. Eric Napudi, who's a chiropractor out of St. Louis that's being sued by the FTC for $500 billion. He was on yesterday talking about the fact that this is nothing more than an effort to depopulate the United States. I don't know, you know, if you're aligning yourself with that thought process, but it just, everything that you just said in these five things, and I made notes of every single one of them, I wrote them all down. So the thing is that you've got a solution for them, and I'm assuming that you are either working on something that people can take orally to get rid of this stuff. I know you're going to share it with
us.
Well,
I'm going to share them. So everybody, I want to just prepare you, which I know your listeners have a very, very open mind. But some of the things that I'm going to discuss are going to be potentially so controversial, because we've looked in every nook and cranny of the world to try to determine what is the best method and what are, and maybe we haven't found everything yet. I'm not saying that, you know, we continue to learn as scientists. As a true scientist, you always want to review and keep reviewing as much information as you can, and keep learning and keep growing and become more knowledgeable. My main focus has been on the DNA repair, because that's a God thing, right? I mean, God, they're messing with God. They're trying to change, and they are, make us half man, half machine, basically. That's what this is doing to our DNA. It's altering God's original DNA. So my main mission is, like, how do we repair and how do we protect our DNA? And as a, go ahead.
No, the one thing, when you said it, it just hit a thought process here. The DNA, is it only because of people who took the jab, or is it because people who had COVID that are also affected by this? Because both sides want to know, because I've never taken even as much as anything up the nose, let alone the shot. And so now we're looking at, okay, well, I got close to somebody, or they shed it, or I had COVID. I supposedly have immunity, natural immunity, for an X number of months or years or whatever the case may be, or I might be affected by the very thing you're talking about. People are going to want to know this. What's your answer to that?
Their plan is to infect all of us, regardless if you have the shot or not. And they can, this quantum dust technology and these quantum nanobot technologies, they can deliver through the air. They can deliver through the water. They can sprinkle it on the food at the grocery store. The plan is to get everybody to have these. And in all honesty, most people already have it inside of them. Okay, but not to the scale of the people that have been injected with the bioweapon. That's a whole nother group of people, which I feel are, I agree totally with everything that all the other doctors are saying out there, that most likely it's a 3 to 5 year survival rate, unless you're doing the things that I'm talking about today, because there is a way that you can, and we've been testing it on people that have had that injection since 2021, actually. February 2021 was our first case, and they're still, you know, doing great right now. So there's always a solution to every situation, okay? Somebody just needs to find it.
Are you doing the C60? Is that working?
So I'll get to the C60, but for the DNA, the C60, is what the supercharged, let me just say the supercharged C60, because there's a difference between C60, and that might work, but most of the C60 products out there deliver just a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of it. The supercharged 60 is 100 million times more powerful than the standard C60 that's out there on the market. And the supercharged C60, I believe, is the key component for neutralizing the nanotechnology, because it's built off of graphene. It's built off of that carbon structure. So you're basically using carbon against carbon. You have a bad carbon versus a good carbon, nanoparticles. So the graphene oxide would be the bad carbon. It's actually called a carbon nano onions. Okay. Now, it is C60, but it's designed and formed in a way like an onion attached to another onion, attached to another onion, attached to another onion, to where it's basically layers of C60 molecules wrapped upon each other over and over and over. So the supercharged C60, like I said earlier, is 100 million times more powerful than the standard C60. That's what we've been using. So and that has an article has been put out by one of the top nanocarbon chemists in the world that shows that the nanocarbon onions will deactivate the graphene oxide. If you ever see graphene oxide under a microscope, it looks like a bunch of shards of glass, kind of.
Yeah.
And so the carbon nano onion technology will attack the graphene oxide and pull it out of the body. And so for the number two on the list, number one was the DNA, but number two on the list for the nanobot deactivation, the two things that we use for that are iodine and supercharged C60. And you can throw zinc a little bit into that as well, because it's a metallic substance that it's more like it's like a computer chip, right? So what you're trying to do is you're trying to rust out the computer chip or deactivate it. And the reason the iodine and the supercharged C60 are on the list for the nanobot deactivation is also how are the nanobots powered? The nanobots are powered by frequency. Well, what absorbs the most EMFs and harmful electromagnetic frequencies? Supercharged C60 and iodine do. So that's why it's important to have the iodine and the supercharged C60 in your body, because the way they activate these things, that's number five, actually, the 5G and the EMF protection, is that you can wear EMF-proof clothing and you can do, you know, all that other stuff, which is great. Now they have window film you can put over your windows in your house. But what are you doing internally inside your body? So the two things that we found that absorb or block or alter the radiation, it's like the food, right, that you're feeding these nanobots is the EMFs. That is going to be absorbed or altered by the supercharged C60 and the iodine. So the iodine and the supercharged C60, no, they work on the as a poison antidote. They work for the 5G and the EMF. They work for the spike protein replication. They work for the nanobot deactivation. But the only thing that's going to work for your DNA repair that we've been able to find is, in order to repair your DNA, you have to have stem cells, or you have to have your own DNA memory, right? Like, you can get stem cells from another person, maybe umbilical or amniotic or something like that. But then right now, you don't know if that person was contaminated, if that person had an injection or whatever. I mean, you know, but only your own DNA cells contain the original quantum vibration of your distinct DNA. See, DNA is physical. The only thing science really knows is the physical aspect of the DNA. Actually, they do know that there's quantum energetic and vibrational components to your DNA and to our bodies. It's not researched that much. But the messaging, right, like that's on a quantum scale. That's really what I believe is like the spiritual component or God's component of how we interpret or communicate to repairing or restructuring our DNA. So the only way that you're going to be able to get the original stem cell quantum memory of your DNA to repair your DNA is from you, right? I mean, that's the only, you're not, there's no supplement out there that you can take that contains the original quantum memory of your specific DNA. So that's why I started coming out and talking about the urine therapy or the urotherapy, because we've been spending 2 years looking for ways that people can get their original code or their original memory of their DNA in stem cells back into their body to repair the damage that's been done to their DNA, whether it's from the shot or in the future, whether you pick up these nanobots in the air, the water, or whatever. Eventually, they want it in all of us, okay? And they're gonna put it everywhere, so it's going to be hard for anybody to avoid it.
Wow!
But this is what this is why it's, you know, it might sound controversial drinking your own urine or doing enemas with your own urine, but this is a 5,000-year-old remedy that's not just some woo-woo thing. I mean, it has been clinically studied in the Journal of Stem Cell Medicine, and recently in June of this year, there was a research paper that came out that said your urine contains 140 undifferentiated stem cells. And they actually let the urine sit in the lab for 21 days. And after 21 days, the stem cells replicated in the jar from 140 to over 100 million, okay? Right now, if you were to go get a live stem cell injection over in Thailand, like the real ones, you would pay $50,000 or so for 50 million stem cells. Those aren't even your stem cells. Those don't contain the vibration of your original stem cells. Yet, you could let your urine sit for 21 days and have 100 million undifferentiated stem cells with your own vibrations.
I know, and everybody at the Power Hour and the Power Mall is probably cringing at that thought again, Dr. Krupp. Because I know that's a lot to swallow. Oh, God, I went there. It's been great talking to you. I always love talking to you because you come up with such ingenious things. And I'll tell you what, I wrote this down. Iodine, supercharged C-cysteine and zinc, at least minimum protocol there.
And throw in ivermectin into there too, because ivermectin is extremely effective, and Paratrex also for the parasites.
Well, there you have it. It's all at the Power Mall, folks. We will be back tomorrow. Dr. Group, thanks so much for being on the show with us. And of course, until tomorrow, God bless you and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. Hang in there, folks. We'll get there.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.